That grass that we've been standing on ain't getting any greener. And that fat that we've been chewing on just keeps on getting leaner. We hem and haw about how we ought to head for something bigger. And babe, I think it's time we put our finger on the trigger.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
It's go time, it's show time, all that I know time. Ready any minute, we ain't gotta have a ticket, and it don't matter what we use.
Hey folks, Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me. Hopefully you're getting some knowledge out of these shows. If you have any questions or suggestions for show topics coming up, feel free to reach out, 719-232-1063. Always enjoy talking to a lot of you investors out there. You know a ton, and I always learn something. So that's the, you know, deal of the show, is putting you in a better place when it comes to investments, right? So right now we're talking national markets, because when we see a correction, which we're already starting to see, is it's not going to be equal across the U.S. There's going to be several markets that are going to feel a lot more pain than other markets, and the goal is to not be investing in markets that aren't insulated, right? And kind of a two-part show, because then we cruise over to next weekend and we're talking local markets, good local markets to invest, bad markets to invest. So make sure you catch that show. Any shows, you can go back to Heritage News Radio, look up past shows. We've done some good ones this year. We always do the good to bad. The good is the Swiss solar manufacturer, $403 million investment here in the Springs. That's the type of stuff we're going to have to continue to see. We've talked about the diversity from the military. Space Force was a huge addition. The contractors that will come with it is key, but we have to still get other industry here. And big, big announcement, they're going to take over that facility off Centennial. And so good area of town they're snagging up there on the west side. But we always have a little bit of bad to share too, and this is just a tough one, guys. The 4U Motel down on Nevada being now turned into homeless transition, you know, and they have the Greenway Flats, which is just west of Springs Rescue Mission. And boy, the first thing that popped my mind when I heard about this was I've almost hit people going down Nevada because they just jump out over to Come and Go. And now I'm going, we're going to put them living right next to one of the biggest streets, most busy streets throughout the Springs. And that to me is a major concern. I volunteered down at Springs Rescue Mission. I'm not against them. It's just, I'm not sure that is the right use for that property. And be aware, if you're invested down in that corridor, what is going on? Because it's something you definitely have to be aware of. There is another piece of good I want to add in there, and that's Yemi, our current mayor. I'm really happy to see him step forward with the police force and say, hey, we're going to ask you to vote to give us your Tabor money, and we're going to put that towards our police and a new academy and investing in our police. And so important, as we see what I will talk about today, is a lot of these cities that are struggling, it's because of high crime, and we got to make sure we have a strong police force. So keep that on your docket, as you know, it'll be a topic and you'll be able to vote on it coming soon. All right, Justin Hermes, The Property Group, 719-232-1063. On the third segment, we're going to be talking with Noah Klingon, because we know a lot of you have got peppered with hail. We'll be right back.
I'll go anywhere with you.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
And show me the way.
Okay, folks, we're into the second segment here. A little bit of good, a little bit of bad, and now we're into the meat. And this is so interesting, because before corrections happened historically, I did a lot of research. It was not certain areas where you're looking at going, man, these areas are going to be insulated, and the income is so different in each of these cities now because of what has happened with COVID and working from home. We now see that all cities and states are not created equal, right? And some of these stats I'm going to give you here is just to give you an idea of why this is so important. And what we're seeing now is I'm going to lead with this one, is 40% of income now goes towards housing. Whether that person is renting or paying a mortgage, it goes to housing. 40%, right? 4 years ago, the average mortgage payment was $1,300. I'm going, really? And I look back, I go, yeah, my house on Logan, I was paying $1,200. Now, the average mortgage payment is $2,600 in as little as 4 years. And rent has seen a big jump as well. And that's why I keep telling people the best hedge against inflation is having a rental property. You've seen it. If you've owned a rental property for the last 4 to 5 years, your rent has close to doubled, right? But then there's all these people going, well, it's a bubble. It's out of control. The income can't keep up. I think I've given this stat to you before, but 40% of Americans own their house outright. I mean, it's an unbelievable stat. And a lot of it leads to because of the amount of baby boomers, right? And how they've played their cards and financially they've played them well. And when you look at how diligent they've been with mortgage payoff, the proof's in the pudding. And that's where a majority of that percentage lies, is with the baby boomers. And then the other thing I mentioned before too is 90% have an interest rate of 5% or less. Like, what? We talked about this a couple shows ago. It's the golden handcuffs. You know, these people are locked in low, and they're eating cake. A lot of investors are too. And it's sad because I go back 2-3 years ago, Matt, when I was telling people, buy now. There's going to be a time where it's too late. I mean, it's sad for me to sit with people who 2 years ago, they started talking about it. And I literally have to sit people go, I don't think you can buy because you waited too long. And the house that you could buy is $4,000 a month. And now you can rent it for $2,500 and you should probably just rent. As much as it pains me to say that, it's, you know, the principal reduction, the cost of home, you know, all this stuff goes in. You still can't argue $1,500 less to rent than to buy. A lot of people are going to be boxed out. It's going to be very, very tough unless they can house hack. I'm doing one right now. There's a house hack, splitting it up into a duplex. The cash numbers still work. You have a kid you can house hack with, or you have cash. Then we can still play some ball, but it's you have to be so creative. And I'm telling people, it's not that you can't buy blanket, don't buy, but you have to be so careful what you're buying right now. Because I would say 90% of people buying are making bad buys. I'll just tell you that. I see it. You know, when I'm on the listing side and we're selling an investor's property and they're going, yeah, these people are going to invest. They're going to do a VRBO. I had one in Colorado like that and they bought it for $950 and I'm going, they're going to lose that property. I mean, I can just see it, especially people who are hedging on the VRBO numbers. So just know that it's going to be, for those who have rental property, boy, it's going to be a great decade because we're going to have so many millennials going, I'm going to rent. And it's the time to own single family right now, folks, because they are building a ton of multifamily. But guess what? When these millennials get families and kids and they get, you know, they have dogs, they ain't going to live in luxury apartments. And guess what? The millennials are now starting to have kids. These guys are playing their cards wrong who are building these multifamily luxury apartments. And those of you who listen to me and are buying the single family, you will do well because the next best thing to home ownership is renting a single family home, not living in a box downtown. Okay. So we look here, income, which is just crazy. In 2000, the average household income was $66,000 in 2000. 2021, it was $70,000. And now it's $81,000. What? 26% wage growth over 23 years, and housing is up 160% over 23 years. I mean, if that doesn't paint a picture for you folks, I don't know what does. Here's what's very important here. The Springs average household income is $93,000. We are above the average by a good amount, right? We're $12,000 higher. And this is where we're going to see, you can just look at these cities that have lower income or they have high crime, high homeless rate that are going to see the pullback, right? And so we get into the best markets, right? Predicted best markets where they are going to see the least chance of decline. I mean, there's some that are down right now, but I want to talk about what on the horizon, if you're looking to invest outside of Colorado, are good bets trajectory-wise. We're going to run through the list here. There's 10 of them. I'm not ranking them 1 to 10. I'm going to give you the 10 because they're all pretty even, actually, when you do your research. We have Fort Worth, Arlington area. I've been down there. I get that. The only negative is their property taxes are higher. And so to play ball down there as an investor doesn't make much sense because they go, well, there's no state income. Well, if I'm not working down there and I'm working in Colorado and I own a rental property in Fort Worth, who cares? Because I'm not getting the state income benefit, but I'm paying for my $300,000 rental here, I paid $2,000 insurance. Down there, I pay $12,000. So, duh. But if you're looking to move down there and live, you know, you're looking to maybe relocate, that's a good one to look at. Bismarck, North Dakota, coming up on the list. Billings, Montana, making the list. These are areas over the next decade they're predicting 0 to 1% decline, right? Dallas making the list. Rapid City, South Dakota. Midland, Texas. Miami. Colorado Springs. Fort Collins. North Carolina, South Carolina. There's the list for you, folks. So if you're looking at other areas to invest, you're going to see insulation is what we look for. When I talk next week on the show, Best Place to Invest in the City, where are you insulated, right? That is so important. So let me run through them again. Fort Worth, Bismarck, North Dakota, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Billings, Montana, Dallas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Midland, Texas, Miami, and Rapid City, South Dakota, and I missed one, Tampa. But pay attention to some of these taxes, because that's the flipper, is if you're investing there, the property taxes are higher. But I've had some veterans leave here and go, I'm going down to Tampa. Well, guess what? As a veteran, they pay close to zero property tax if they have any sort of disability. And I said, good for you. Probably a great move, right? So you got to have a discussion about that. If you have questions about some of the cities I rolled off, give me a call, 719-232-1063. And, you know, Matt, I look at this list and it's kind of like, what do all these have in common? Huh. Well, I don't see them rioting and have all the homeless issues and all the high crime. Didn't see Chicago make the list, right? So we go back to common sense and they, you know, what do people want to live? They don't want to have high crime. They don't want to have massive homeless, right? This is, it's simple. They want to have cleanliness. They don't want to have high taxes. They don't want to have government restriction. You know, Portland, Matt, I looked this up. They now have a tax in Portland on if you're a small business and you're downtown, you pay a homeless tax.
Say what?
And it's not like, oh, $5, $10. It's in the thousands. And companies are leaving Portland. Well, duh. And that's the type of government overreach. What? Well, no wonder the market is struggling. You know, you don't have to do a lot of research to figure that out. So I'm going to segue into that. Worst cities right now to invest in down in the future is seeing the biggest declines. And we'll continue to see big declines. Portland, Seattle, predicting to be down 9-10%. And Oakland, California. Those are the top three. Don't invest. Portland, Seattle, Oakland, California. That's the top tier to not invest in. Second tier there is Chicago. They're predicting them down 5-6%. So less than 9, but still 5-6%. And this whole remote work, too, has screwed a lot of these cities up. It's hurt them. And New Jersey, same thing. Don't invest in New Jersey, right? Now, there's others here that don't have the high crime issues. They don't have the massive homelessness, right? But I call them outliers. The cities are run well, but they had such rapid growth. And the insulation looks weak, and those are cities such as Nevada. Certain parts of Arizona, like Scottsdale, is seeing big-time price reductions. Coeur d'Alene, Boise, Idaho, they're seeing rapid pull-down in the market right now because it went up off big-time remote work. And in the springs, we got industry here. We got military. We got cyber. We have jobs coming in. These were Zoom towns, they called them, Matt, because all they did was do Zoom meetings out of them. So the big takeaway is invest in well-run cities, low crime and homelessness. And yes, there are some outliers, but give me a call if you had a tough time following that. We can chat over the break, 719-232-1063. And next week, we're talking local, right in your backyard, best areas to invest and areas you need to watch out for. Justin Hermes with the Property Group, 305 South Cascade. Once again, questions, give me a call, 719-232-1063. We're going to be right back with Noah with Pioneer Construction. Suddenly I see, this is what I want to be. Suddenly I see,
why the hell it means so much to me. Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle.
Okay, folks, we're back into it. That was a good meat of the show there. If you had questions, give me a call, 232-1063. Like I said at the intro here, we're talking with Noah Klingon, and many of you have been peppered with hail. You have roofing questions. I was actually on the phone with a property we just picked up for management, telling her I would love it if we could get a claim, and Noah's going to help us with that because maybe we can get some paint included. Maybe we can get some deck, and it's much more than just having somebody slap on a roof, right, Noah?
Exactly. And I've seen it a lot where the adjuster comes out. He's like, your roof's totaled, but then the fence is damaged, the house is damaged, the screens are damaged, windows. So that's why it's super important to have a contractor come and meet the adjuster on site. It keeps them honest. You know, if they short you a few thousand, the next guy a few thousand, they're saving millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So it's super important to have a contractor come meet them, keep them honest. Absolutely.
And that's something back in the day, before these insurance companies were so exposed and Colorado and struggling profits, that claims were pretty easy, right? You didn't have to be maybe as focused as having a roofer in your corner, a contractor. But now, at least the squawk on the street is these adjusters are coming out and there are just nickel and diming people.
Absolutely.
And denying a lot of stuff that should be approved.
Yeah, they're trying to save a buck, and they have a million claims to go through right now. It is incredible how much damage there is in this city right now. I don't think people really realize it. It's from the south end to the north end. It's a little bit of saving a little money for the insurance, and they're trying to move on to the next claim because they have they're looking at 10 to 15 houses a day. So that's one thing I'm noticing. Definitely a lot of people call their insurance first. That's the first mistake you can make. Call a contractor first, like myself. Have us come out, make sure there's damage first, because they're also dinging you if they're coming out and finding. It goes on your record. They're dinging your insurance for just coming out and not finding any damage. So it's super important to have us come out, make sure. What if it's just five shingles that are messed up? We can do that for a few hundred bucks versus they're going to come out and say, oh yeah, you have $300 in damage, but your deductible is $1,000. We're not paying you anything.
And your rate's going to go up.
Exactly.
So that's important right there. And folks, Noah worked at Regional Building, and he's been a roof inspector, so no one better. Any better business bureau, look him up on Google. All five stars, 719-822-9222. That's 822-9222. You can text or call him, and you'll be satisfied. He's done, right now, he's doing work on some of our rentals, and he's done work for us before. And go into a little bit about what are some of the things you're trying to get included as far as, you know.
Yeah,
and stuff that's tough that you're seeing that you're like going, man, we're really battling.
Yes, really battling paint. Paint's a big one where I go and I see all these chips in the paint. You can tell when it's new and when it's old. And if I'm not there to meet the adjuster, like I said, and they have the adjuster come out, they call the adjuster first, I'm noticing, I'm like, well, hey, your whole house needs to be painted. They don't have any of this on the report. And a lot of pushback I'm getting from, not a lot, but some pushback I'm getting from some homeowners, they don't want to share the insurance paperwork with me. And I'm like, I'm trying to explain to them, let me help you. Because the best way for me to help them is to know where the insurance is at.
And I see if they're giving you a fair deal so you can argue on behalf of
them. Exactly. And I try to explain to them, like, I need to know what they have in here because I'm going to find the stuff that's missed that should have been covered in this hail damage, and I'm going to get it approved. When they don't share that information with us, it makes it 10 times harder because I have no idea what they are even covering. And
well, here, let's just stop real quick.
Yeah.
If I have my insurance payout of 12 grand, right, and I can get you to do the roof for 8, because it's what's going through the consumer's head as we're talking, is it legal for me to even take that 4 grand? And there's a recapture, like the depreciation they have in there, right? The check you get on
yes,
the second
exactly.
End. They're going to see if this stuff has been done, what the totals are. Isn't it going to come around full circle anyway? You're not going to cheat the insurance
you
company.
You hit it right on the nose, right on the nose. That's exactly what I'm seeing. People are thinking, oh, well, if I can get this done cheaper. And back in the day, yeah, you could do it, totally. But now they're asking for an invoice at the end. That's where the depreciation gets held. They're holding back a few thousand to make sure the work gets done. When I send an invoice and it's less than what they paid out, they're not saying keep the change.
Yeah.
They're shorting you on that depreciation.
Yeah.
So it's super important to understand that, like,
because the consumer's thinking they're being smart, going, well, I don't want the roofer to know what cards I'm playing. Well, you're not going to get away with it, so don't be an idiot. Share the report, and where you're getting shortchanged, then someone like Noah can go in and fight those areas where he feels like he's not getting paid.
Yeah, and one thing I can do for you is upgrade your roof for free to a high-impact resistant shingle so you don't have to go through this process over and over again. If I find that the fence has damage, well, that's 2 grand right there or whatever. If you want to paint your fence yourself, you're more than welcome to. And then there's your deductible. So yeah. There's ways to work it to help people out, but they think they're doing themselves a favor, but it's like, you have to let me help you. The more damage I find, the better for me, obviously, because the more work we have.
Yeah.
But it's better for the homeowner, too, because it's making sure that everything that was damaged from that storm is covered. So it's a win-win for both contractor and homeowner.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, sellers who go, hey, I'm going to only offer 2% to the buyer's agent, and they think they're shaving all these commissions. You're going, well, you just eliminate 50% of the buyer's agents are going to show your house, you know? So it's just like, sometimes consumers, they think they know all this stuff, and they're going, oh, I'm being sneaky. Well, you know what? If you're not in the roofing business, if you're not in the real estate business, don't try to, you know, be in there and maneuver. Get good education. Use someone like Pioneer Construction who can do everything for you, not just the roof, and who's got a good reputation, and say, hey, can you just explain to me everything? Be transparent.
Yep.
And give me the knowledge, and you'll see right away you're going to be better off than you thinking, you know, you can play the hand yourself.
Right, exactly. And it's intimidating. They send you a 26-page of all this stuff, and that's where I come down. I sit down with you. I explain it. My goal is to make sure you're 100% have a clear understanding of the process and the procedure, because it is a little, they make it a little gray and fuzzy and hard to understand, and that's where I want to make sure, and I even ask my homeowners, do you completely understand? Are you 100% confident with what I said, how I explained it? I want to make sure that they completely understand the situation before they sign any contract or get the work going.
Yeah, Noah's not going to pressure you in, folks. That's the nice thing. He's not going to make you sign right away. Noah, tell us real quick, can you even say it? Are there some certain insurance companies right now that are being very difficult that you're seeing?
Yes, I'm not going to say any names, but there are some definitely that are tightening up, that are saying,
like, oh, you know, you're meeting this certain insurance company, you're going, shoot, this is going to be a tough one.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I wish I could say some of the names, but
We shouldn't, because
but no, some of them are better than others. That's
probably,
for sure.
Probably the adjusters, there's some who are better than others too, right?
True, true. You get an independent adjuster, which is great because they get paid on the percentage of the claim. So the more, so they do actually a good, honest, thorough inspection, because the more damage they find, the more they get paid, which is great. I wish it was like that for every adjuster.
What's the percentage?
I'm not even 100% sure. I think it's like 10-15%.
Yeah, so it's low.
But yeah, there's some funny stuff going on now with the insurance companies. I know one insurance company said that their cars are being insured by another company. They're spreading the liability.
Oh, for sure.
It's an interesting time, and I'm curious to see kind of what's going to happen in the next couple years. This storm alone is just, and it's happened through the whole country. Most people don't realize that it's through the whole country. Colorado's probably one of the worst.
It is, yeah. States like Arizona aren't bad, because it's, I know to insure a car down there, my dad does it, it's half the price. And
right.
Homeowners insurance is half the price. And I think, unfortunately, we're going to see rates continue to go up. And, you know, one thing you can do to battle that is you put on a hail-resistant shingle, like Noah said, or you call Noah and say, you know, Noah's going to say, you know, I'm not going to make a lot more money if I just repair it, but I'm telling you, he's going to go, if we can just repair this and save you from, you know, paying a high deductible or this or that, he'll coach you through it. Noah has investment properties, owns his own commercial property. He gets it, because a lot of people who listen to this are investors.
Exactly.
And it's all about cash flow.
Yep.
You know, and protecting their assets.
Yep. So. And one thing, like you said, with the high impact resistant shingle, you get that shingle, you get that free upgrade through us. And a lot of insurance companies are lowering your premiums. They love
for sure.
This stuff. They love the what I call bulletproof roof, even though don't shoot it with an actual gun. But like, it is such a good product what we use too. We use a Malarkey Legacy. Don't like the name, but it's the best product there is. Malarkey Legacy Class 4. They use a polymer in their shingle from used tires and a 3M adhesive. It holds those granules on that shingle much, much better. It's one of the best products. And a lot of these other contractors, I don't see pushing the best Class 4. If you're going to put a Class 4 shingle on, put the best, especially being here in Colorado. Don't get the cheaper Class 4, because it just doesn't hold up.
There it is, folks. Hey, Noah Klingon, owner of Pioneer Construction, 719-822-9222. That's 822-9222. Noah, thanks for coming and joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You got it. All right, folks, remember, be a blessing to somebody else. Bring the joy to them. Use the gifts God has given you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll be back here next week at 10:30 and again at 1.
The
proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. Stay.